of that deal, that the plan that was put forward by President Trump last week. We know that many obstacles remain in the negotiations for a deal to see the end of the war in Gaza. But again, some optimism there from some Hamas officials saying that the war is over.
With phase one of President Trump's peace plan for Gaza going into effect, the part the U.S. will have is coming into focus. Correspondent Nancy Cordes has more on that from the White House.
Here's what we're learning this evening about the role that the U.S. military is going to play in stabilizing Gaza now. About 200 U.S. service members are going to work out of a new coordination center in Israel, and they'll be there to monitor the ceasefire, make sure it's being implemented properly, and to help facilitate the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza.
President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops into the Chicago area has been paused for 14 days by a federal judge there. CBS's Nicole Skanga now on the legal issues involved there and with a similar battle over troop deployments in Portland, Oregon.
The court appeared skeptical of the government's broad claims, but also really recognized that the courts give the president deference in assessing security threats. And one judge noted, you know, it's not our job to second guess whether the president reasonably believed here that his officers were at risk.
With Capitol Hill emptying out for a long holiday weekend, the government shutdown will stretch into next week. Correspondent Jared Hill spoke with Danielle McMahon from the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Phoenix, preparing to help unpaid workers.
Food banks across the country are stocking up, bracing for higher demand, with hundreds of thousands of federal workers and contractors going without pay.
Anytime someone suddenly doesn't receive a paycheck that they're expecting for their house and their livelihood, it can really cause a lot of stress.
The East Coast is bracing for a nor'easter with heavy rain this weekend. And CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says the Southwest can expect potential flash flooding as soon as Friday and carrying on right through the end of the week.
Could be up to 2 to 4 inches of rain in spots. Won't be necessarily widespread, but in a desert area with a desert topography, it's really dangerous to get that much rain in such a short period of time.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly. At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
24-month bill credits on experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits ended balance due to pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
YouTube is giving banned creators a second chance.
If you were banned from the platform, you used to be out for life. But a new rule now allows those users to start fresh and create a new channel. Many were pushed off the site because of rules that had prohibited users from posting misinformation about things like COVID and the 2020 election.
This change mirrors a perception that content moderation efforts went too far.
Tech contributor Ian Schur says while this may expand the number of content creators,
it also risks making the platform more dangerous.
Stacey in CBS News.
Warner Brothers Pictures has announced a sequel to a Minecraft movie. It's set for release in July 2027. Details about the plot and the cast are still under wraps. A Minecraft movie starring Jason Momoa and Jack Black is the highest earning film of the year at the North American box office with $424 million in ticket sales. Around the world, it's now approaching $1 billion. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, increasing clouds and lows in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, some clouds and showers in the morning, then maybe a little sun in the afternoon. A touch breezy with highs in the mid-60s. And highs stay in the mid-60s for the weekend, but mostly sunny. Currently 51 degrees.
We'll be right back. sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
I got you. preacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Warm up your fall at Adventures Brew Pub in Port Washington. From craft brews and shareable bites to hearty meals and stunning views of Lake Michigan, this is the spot to soak up the season. Cheer on your team, celebrate with friends, or just enjoy the crisp autumn air. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $5. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would without you? you should ever leave me, the life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. And God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows what I'd be without.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Just the other side of the border. She was sitting there giving me looks. Let to dance in my arms. She felt so inviting, and I just couldn't resist her. Just a little kiss, so exciting. And I heard the guitar player say, "Vamos, Jose's on his way." And I knew, yes, I knew I should run, but then I heard her say, "Yeah, come on in, I'll be close to your mind.
So strong, come a little bit closer. say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure you're and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. Go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say.
Oh,
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
W-R-J-N. When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you.
So won't you